The province of the poem is the world. When the sun rises, it rises in the poem, and when it sets, darkness comes down, and the poem is dark. And lamps are lit, cats prowl, and men read. Read, or mumble and stare at that which their small lights distinguish or obscure, or their hands search out in the dark. The poem moves them, or it does not move them. Feitu, his ears ringing, no sound, no great city, as he seems to read. A roar of books from the wadded library oppresses him until his mind begins to drift. Beautiful thing. A dark flame, a wind, a flood, counter to all staleness. Dead men's dreams, confined by these walls, risen, seek an outlet. The spirit languishes, unable not from lack of innate ability, barring alone sure death, but from that which immures them, pressed here together with their fellows for respite. Flown in from before the cold, or night-bound, the light attracted them, they sought safety in books, but ended battering against glass at the high windows. The library is desolation. It has a smell of its own, of stagnation and death. Beautiful thing. The cost of dreams, in which we search after a surgery of the wits and must translate quickly, step by step, or be destroyed under a spell to remain a castrate, a slowly descending veil closing about the mind, cutting the mind away. Silence.